Well, Coach, you guys didn't waste any time getting going today. You had to have been happy with that first half.
Really important at home to start fast. Thought we did a really good job. Got some momentum, got two three and outs. Got a three and out to start out. Knew it was going to be, you know what I mean, have our hands full in the quarterback scramble game. I thought our guys did a good job there to force a three and out, and then offensively go down the field and, you know what I mean, 7 minutes into the game to be up 7-0 and then get another three and out and then go down. And thought really good, you know, not an easy throw and catch on the fourth and three. Hayden's kind of stumbling, trying to get away from guys who are, you know, weaving his way in and out of some linebackers and DBs, and then to catch the football to go up 14-0 was big. And I just felt like we did a great job of riding momentum. And then I thought a huge play was, you know, Z-Bar's play. We gave up a big kick return. Not a very good job by me in a couple third down calls that the empty stuff we should have been able, when we called the right things in empty, we got off the field, and those were not, you know, the right calls in those situations. We could have did a better job there, but then Z-Barth to go down and score and make it 21-7, I thought was a huge deal. And then to go into halftime up 28-7, I thought, you know, if we could have got something going there after we got the stop, I mean, I thought that we could even have a chance to go up 35-7. Then it becomes really hard. So, yeah, good start. You know, you look at the statistics tank of college football, and if you're up at halftime, you're going to win probably 75% of those games. You know, that's what history will tell you. So to start fast and be up at halftime is important.
You mentioned their kick return. I thought a key play again was Sawyer on his kick return, getting you out to like the 42-yard line right after their touchdown.
Great point. I thought it was really big too as well. You know, to answer their kickoff return with one of our own. And those are big plays because now, you know, you get two first downs. Even if you get stalled, like you've – I say it all the time. Besides wins, winning and losing, W's and L's I get as far as statistics, it's win the turnover battle off of it. It's win the explosive play ratio, and then it's field position. And the field position is where do you start compare every drive compared to where does your opponent start every drive. And that's special teams, you know. And I think that was really important that that we did that. That led to that fourth touchdown, you know, to be able to get that. So yeah, very good. You know, point there of being able to be able to answer a kickoff return and have one of our own.
Well, let's talk about special teams. The field goal on in the fourth quarter, the touchdown drive that we really needed at that time. And God, was that just Simon barking out the call and to get them to jump offside?
I think they were going on our hand, so they saw this. We went on the hand all year long off of it, and so we felt like the one before that when he saw it, and that was in the first half, so we were waiting on that for a while. It just so happened to be on a, you know what I mean, on a fourth and four, you know, too, as well. So discipline, right? Like, I think at the end of the game there, like, there was definitely some learning moments that our guys can learn from that. Hey, if you keep your composure, you don't get penalties, you don't beat yourself, that would have been a harder game yet for us, you know, because now it's a true two-score game there. If we don't score a touchdown, you know, it's only 14 points, so it's 31-17. So that was a big deal for us to be able to capitalize off of that mistake.
Yeah, weird game today. It seemed like there was a lot of fourth down plays.
There was a ton, you know, and I think that was one thing I was really proud of our guys, like, short yardage is hard in general, but when you have a quarterback like they have, short yardage becomes, I don't want to say impossible, but you are stressed because that's an extra blocker. That guy, not only does he have an extra blocker in front of him, but he can break tackles and he can outrun your guys, you know. So I thought we were really good. I don't know what we were on third down. Third down, we were 11 of 14, and then we were 3 of 5 on fourth down, which is a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you get off the field. And those are turnovers. You know, they don't show up as turnovers, but those fourth down stops are turnovers, so that's great for our guys, man. Really proud of them for that.
And it really is starting to feel like, again, that bend but don't break, right? You know what? Scott gave up some big plays today. Scott was in on one of them, but he came up and made a great play in the open, a nice open tackle on the next play.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the other key sequence was, it was 28-7. We hadn't done much on offense, and then one ran right by us for, you know, whatever it was, a 60-yard play. They got to the 4-yard line there off of it, and then we held them to a field goal, you know, which they had some momentum, but it wasn't like they were like, oh, all right, like, momentum's our side. And it was almost deflating, you know, for them that they had to settle for a field goal in that situation. So, once again, credit our guys. I think, you know, I say it all the time, but it's always about the guys in between the white lines. Like, that's what this game is about, and they did a good job of just bowing up in those situations and making some plays. And then, you know, to answer your question, Avery Scott, I thought, had some competitiveness to him today. Like, 4-1 are good players. Like, I mean, we knew they were going to throw, And shoot, man, they were still a tough guard, you know, for us. And Avery was, you know, got his hands on the guys and played physical. And that's the best way to stop those guys. They're not big players, you know, 1 and 4. So if you can get your hands on them, you got a great opportunity to be able to stop them. But they're hard to be able to get their hands on too as well. So it was awesome to see him be, you know, have some dog to him and really want to take those guys and go compete.
Yeah, and then, you know, Nolan, the true freshman out there, he had some struggles in the third quarter today. But, golly, that was the first time I think I realized, oh, yeah, we're starting a true freshman out there since the K-State game. We haven't really brought that up. He's not playing like a true freshman.
Grant Owen's a great addition to our team. Like, I don't know where we would be if his development and his mindset wasn't, you know what I mean, what it is. He's not only is he, you know, eating up a lot of reps for us, but he's playing consistent football, you know, and he'll learn. You know, I think that's the deal, man. When you're a young player, man, you got to, you know, we're in middle of the field open. You got to take away posts. You know, that's the number one route that can score for you. And I thought the best thing was we really challenged him after he gave up that one. And the next third down, they went after him again. It was him and four, and he made a hell of a play, you know, on their sideline. So that's what you like about guys, especially corners. Like, you got to be able to flush it. You know what I mean? Own it, flush it, move on to the next series. And that kid doesn't get rattled. And he's got some competitive maturity to him, and he's got some toughness to him.
Let's just talk about the offense. Boy, it was a tale of two halves. Just seemed like they just – that third quarter, nothing was going right. You know, concerned or just one of those afternoons?
No, out of rhythm. Just, you know, one of those deals where just, you know, give it maybe when you should pull it maybe when you should give it. Just, you know, just kind of there was some murky plays in there, some dirty plays. And you got to give Youngstown some credit too as well. I keep, you know, just because you get off to a great start, like, good football programs aren't just going to lay down. Like, they're going to make adjustments, and they got enough good players on their team. They're going to make it hard on you. And we knew that, hey, that first score in the second half was going to be big. It was either going to be 35-7 or it was going to be, you know, 28-14 or 28-10. So once you get out of rhythm, you know, and it can take just one play, you get a TFL, you get into a second and long, like, it's, you know, it gets a little bit more difficult when it happens back to back to back. Now all of a sudden you're, you know, you're kind of in a lull there, and you're looking for a play, you know, to be able to get you out of it. And I thought Isaac did a good job of, in those situations, I always feel like players over plays, and get the ball to Sawyer a few times and let him be able to circle the defense. And just the way we ended the game I thought was good. Like, hey, we ran the football to end the game, and, you know what I mean, never gave it back to him, which was good.
Yeah, and found a way, right?
Yeah.
It didn't – not always great, but you found a way. And even your quarterback talked about that tonight, how – yeah, that's our style of football, right? We're going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, there's no style points, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. It's, I mean, at the end of the year, it's going to say W, and that's all people are going to remember, you know, and that's the beauty of it. And we know we'll go back and look at it, and we're going to learn from it. Like, everybody in our organization is going to attack this thing with a growth mindset, but it's always when you're learning, when you're winning, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot it's a lot better, you know what I mean, than having to lose games and then, you know what I mean, have those types of learning moments. And I, like I said, I said it in the press conference earlier, I thought our guys had, we talked about respecting the process. When we got off the plane, you know, last Saturday coming back from Iowa, I thought our guys were locked in and ready to go. We always say 24-hour rule, but they were already ready. They understood that, hey, this was going to be an important game and that we needed to, you know, hold serve at home. And really all the work, Tank, and things that we've done since all the way back in January, like, you got to go protect that work, you know, and really do your job and protect the family business. And that's what we did today. So it was awesome to see those guys go out there and have a positive result.
Southern Illinois loses in Fargo. You know anything about that place? You got friends there still?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's an awesome spot. Like, we spent 6 years there. Two of my children were born there. So my middle boy Truman's going to come with me. He wants to see the hospital where he was born, you know, so be cool. And obviously Nick does a great job there. It's a cool place, man. Definitely authentic, unique. You know, they got a good football team, you know, they'll be ready to go. I mean, I just, you know, talking here and seeing some of the scores in the league, like, they know that tomorrow or next week will be important, but for us, it's about us. Like, that's, I mean, I know that's coach speak off of it, but it is us versus us, man. It's us going down there and playing with the right focus, the right energy, you know, the right effort, playing and play out. And I really believe if we do that, we'll be just fine, you know what I mean, against anybody in our league.
Real quickly, you talked to us last week, but, man, you get to fly that W again at Memorial. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
You got to see it every day. I didn't even think about it. The players walk by that thing every day.
They take some pride in that thing, you know what I mean, that they want to keep that thing up on the flagpole. And it's been awesome, great idea for – you know, for our staff and from our guys. And yeah, man, it's cool. It's just another real cool little tradition, you know, that we've started here. And obviously a lot of new things, you know, up in our ecosystem on the corner of Red Jarrett and Columbia. And our guys take some pride in that W flying every single week.
Yeah, I bet. Who has to take it down if it comes down?
That's a great question.
We haven't decided
who that person's going to be.
All right, man. Well, go have fun next week. And, wow, have a cool moment with your family. And then take care of business.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Tank. Appreciate it, everybody.
Well, Jerry, boy, you guys came out in the first half today and clicking on all cylinders. Did it just feel good to come out and get going right away?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great week of prep. And the guys were focused. Guys were locked in this week. So, you know, we got out there. We were excited to get going. Coach Frichte and the rest of the staff put in a great game plan. And I think they got us in a lot of good looks. And then guys making plays. And at that point, you're just rolling, getting the ball to the guys, letting them do what they do.
Yeah, that first one to Fleming. Boy, there wasn't a lot of room there in the front of the end zone. I mean, you had to put that thing right on the money. Talk about that play and kind of what goes through your mind as you're looking downfield.
Yeah, I mean, things kind of broke down, got out of the pocket, and then it's just backyard football at that point. Me and BJ have a lot of reps this off season and into the season, and we feel great about our connection and comfortable there. And he made a play, great job getting open, and I got him the ball.
And then that second one, I mean, from the press box, my angle, I thought he picked it off. I mean, there wasn't a lot of room there either to make that throw.
Yeah, we got the exact look that we were thinking we were going to get. Worked out perfect for us, and BJ made a hell of a catch. The O-line did a great job blocking. That one was fun.
Is that a lot of timing right there and building that chemistry?
Yeah, that's definitely those extra reps that, you know, me and BJ have got through since when he got here. And BJ's the type of guy where he just puts his head down and works. He doesn't complain. So he's a guy you love throwing the ball to.
Do you feel like you're clicking more with him every week now too?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I feel like I'm clicking with all the guys right now. It's been really good getting a lot of guys, a lot of touches, including that tight end room and the running back room. It's been a lot of fun because you have weapons all over the field.
Yeah, but you mentioned tight ends. Talk about that fourth down play to stay on the play action to Z-Barth.
Yeah, that was awesome. Worked out perfect. Threw it up there. Not the best ball, but I mean, Hayden made a hell of a catch kind of falling down. That was awesome. He deserved that one. It was super fun.
Is that one of those where you're maybe too open sometimes and the pressure gets to you a little bit, maybe?
I don't know about that. It was just, he was so open, I just tried to just throw it up around him, and like I said, he made a great play.
Okay. Kind of a tale of two halves, though, that third quarter. It felt like things just couldn't get started. What was going on out there?
Yeah, I mean, we were just beating ourselves out there, and we just had to relax a little bit and go back to our base teachings and just do what we're taught. I mean, we were beating ourselves, and I'm really proud of the guys for how we didn't fold. We didn't point the finger at anyone. I mean, we just got back to work, and we finished the game the way we should have.
Yeah, talk about that drive in the fourth quarter that put the touchdown. That was kind of a Coach Schmidt junkyard dog, right? I mean, the offense kind of – you guys kind of took that into your hands there on that drive, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that those last couple drives are really what UND football is all about. We're going to get downhill on you, just – be more physical. We're going to outpower you at the line of scrimmage. And then we have great guys in the backfield. I mean, Sawyer, Gavin, X all can make plays. And you see what happens when we get them the ball in open space. They can do some great things.
Are you glad you don't have to tackle Z-Barth? Because, I mean, he showed it today. He showed power. And then that touchdown run, boy, you're probably glad he's on your side.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Gavin's the type of guy where he just, same as BJ, puts his head down. He's been working this whole year, so I'm super happy for him and super proud of him that he was able to make the plays that he made today. It was awesome.
You know, since I talked to you last, I mean, boy, it just seems like you've got so much in your hands right now, so many tools in the old tool chest. Coach Schmidt was talking about how you and Coach Frichte right now seem to be on the same page, that a lot of times when the call's coming in, you already we're saying, that's what I would call too right now. How much does that help you in game time situations?
Yeah, I mean, me and Coach Frichte spent a ton of time throughout the week together, a lot of extra time, a lot of hours where we're just getting on the same page with things. And it's been a great relationship with him where I can be honest with him if I like things, if I don't like things, and he's able to coach me hard. So I think it's been awesome. And like you said, I mean, we're to the point now in year two at this point where we do kind of know exactly what he's going to call and what we're looking for there, what look we're trying to get, and if we don't get that look, what to do and where to go with the ball.
I just got asked on the way down here from the press box if I was a Kaminsky crazy. Is that a new thing going on?
I haven't heard that, but it's cool to hear.
Yeah, they're up on the press level and the suite level talking about that. So, hey, that means you're having success. Looks like you guys are having a lot of fun, and just keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Malachi, that looked like an offense today that really made you guys earn everything, all the success you had today.
Man, that's a great offense over there. I got a chance to talk to Bo after the game. You know, we talked a little bit up at the Missouri Valley Football Conference thing up in the summer, and you know, he's a great guy there, great team, man. It was a pleasure competing against him. I know a couple guys on that team, and they are a great offense, man. They really challenge you. They do a lot of tricky things, and we have a great coaching staff, man. They gave us a great plan to come out here and execute, man. I'm just completely thankful for that.
Did you tell them this summer that, hey, we have a little payback after last year?
I didn't want to do too much talking yeah. before the game. But, yeah, I definitely talked to him. You know, we laughed about everything. And, you know, he's a great player, like I said before. A great dude, too. So it was just good to get out here and compete against them and be able to come out here and stop them. And that was pretty good for our defense, pretty good for the program as a whole, man. And, you know, Coach May always says when the family needs you the most is when you got to come through. So that's just the mentality we all adopted.
What was it like preparing for him? Did Javance run some scout to try and give you some looks? Or, you know, what do you have to do for a guy that can get you with his feet and his arm?
It wasn't anything with any scout looks, but it really was the intensity of the practice, man. Coach Schmidt, he prepares us so well with giving us the hardest plays that we will see. You can go ask multiple guys on defense. The games are easy for us. Like, we come out here and we've already seen this stuff or way harder stuff. And so a lot of times the games are a lot easier for us because Coach Schmidt, he really puts us through a lot of high-pressure situations in practice, and he doesn't care that it's hard. He knows it's hard. He knows it's going to be a tough look, but he wants us to execute. And so I think that's like a big part of it, just going out there and having to be basically in a game every single practice, and that's a big part of it because it really increases your level of focus. And so just the intensity he brings and the other position coaches bring, that's what really helped us lead us to a victory today.
So there's not a lot of surprises in game week for you right now. You're getting a lot of looks during the week.
Yeah, usually not. I mean, obviously offenses come with their flavor of the week, something that you haven't really seen before, but for the most part, Coach Schmidt, he does some really good research. He'll go get some stuff from their previous old jobs, and he'll show us that. And sure enough, they'll come out here in that same look, and we'll be prepared. So, like I said, I'm eternally thankful for our staff, and they did a great job preparing us for this one.
The deep ball got you guys a couple times today. But it wasn't like you guys were far off. Those were good plays today, too.
Man, yeah, you know, sometimes you got to tip your hat to good players. But at the end of the day, we got to go compete, man. We got to go compete for the whole four quarters. So third quarter, in my opinion, we just didn't compete all the way. And that's really where the difference was. So like you said, we weren't that far off. But it's all going to come back to who wanted more. And they wanted it more on those couple of possessions. But I think we talked to the corners, man. We got in them. I talked to them. Coach Schmidt talked to them. And they told you know what? I got you. And that's the biggest thing is having that trust. When they say, I got you, just to know that they're going to go out there and have your back.
Yeah, you know, on that one that came down here, I think Avery was part of that. But, boy, he stepped up, made a great play when they tried to ring it around the outside. So, really, it's just keep everything in front of you until they get across the line. They're going to have to earn it.
Yes, sir. That's how we play defense. They're going to have to earn everything they do. And, like I said, that was a great offense on the other side of us, man. Great challenge. And I'm just proud of how we responded. There's a lot more work to do, though, and a lot more work for the future.
Talk about Zach Lewis. I thought he was, I mean, again, we say he just flies around and plays with a lot of energy and really goes to the whistle. What's it like playing with him?
Man, it's lovely, man. That's one of the guys. He's kind of a veteran leader, too. And so we always bouncing stuff off each other, you know, talking about stuff in the plays. And he's one of my really good friends on the team, man. I'm glad that he's a leader because he holds me accountable all the time. And he sees me doing stuff I'm not doing because, you know, everybody's liable to slip up. But whenever he does, he's able to take it too. So Zach Lewis is a great player, man. I love playing in front of him. He helps me out a lot. We talk about stuff, you know, even if it's something that's maybe not necessarily to the playbook, we'll be like, hey, if this happens, you'll go here, I'll go here. And so just having that veteran presence behind me has been really good because he kind of sees the same things I see, and we're able to kind of feed off each other.
Since game number one when I saw you guys here, it looks like communication has been cleaned up quite a bit on the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it has to be. You know, coach stresses that. We practice in really stressful situations. happens and coach doesn't play. Just this week, I'm not going to say what he said to me, but he chewed me out about not communicating something because he didn't hear me say it. So that's just it. It's just over communicating and make sure everybody knows. And he likes to say, we're not keeping any secrets out here. Let's make sure everybody knows on defense. And so I think the intensity of how he brings it to practice, it really helps us be on it and be alert and helps us. And the plan that they give us really helps us be able to communicate.
I got your back, though, man, because after that Velpo game, he lit you guys up a little bit. I said, yes, easy on him a little bit.
Yeah, yes, sir. I love it, though. I love keeping us to that standard, man. It helps us go out here and play fast, physical, and play confident. I love it, man. I love Coach Schmidt, and I wouldn't rather nobody else be the DC.
All right, go get him next week.
Appreciate you.